right now.
What's children's nicknames for a person who tells on somebody else? If a little boy had done something naughty, for example, and a little girl saw him do it, the boy would say, "Naughty, don't go to mother and
don't tell on me."
Would you know any little things they used to use? Tattle or snitch? Would you know anything? When you were growing up, if you didn't want your friends say to tell your mother what you'd done, you'd say don't.
Don't tattle?
Does that mean the same thing as gossip, do you know?
Well, they'd say don't be a gossiping.
Is that the same as tattling?
Well, yeah, I guess it is.
Okay, if you want a bouquet for the dinner table, you go out in the garden and you pick. If you want to have a bouquet, so you go out in the garden and you pick...
you pick some flowers.
If, something a child might play with, the little things that children play with, you call that a...
Call that a toy.
Is there any difference between, something made that you make, a toy that you make yourself, and one that you buy at a store? Is there any, call it anything different?
They could be a difference, but they'd both be toys.
All right. Do you ever heard of the word play pretty?
Be a difference.
Play pretty?
Yeah, that word is used pretty often, play pretties.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean to you?
Well, it just means that them toys, they use them to play with.
If something happened and you expected it to happen and you knew it was going to happen, you'd say,
"Play well."
About as I expected.
All right. Okay. Now, if you like that rolling pin that you presented to Barbara, you'd say, "What did you do with it to her? You get?"
I gave it to.
Suppose you gave something to me, and I said, "Well, I don't want it. I'm gonna
give it back."
All right. Because, and one of the reasons I might do that is because you've given me so much already. How would you say that? Give
it back to you.
Because you'd say, "Well, no, I'm gonna give it back to you because you've." Done what?
You've done giving me a...
Oh, okay.
Enough?
All right. If you're going to start something, you say, "I'm glad I carried my umbrella, because we hadn't gone half a block when it...
went to raining."
What about if it started? Would you say begin? Begin? Because when it...
When it started raining?
Mm-hmm. How would you use... The word
started
was like beginning. Not starting, but well, go on here. What if say you've done a lot of this and you're out of breath? You'd say, "Well, I was feeling so happy that I did what all the way home.
Run all the way home."
Okay. If horses might gallop, but people don't gallop, they... When people do this, they...
Well, they're running.
Mm-hmm. But you say, "Well, horses gallop, but people..."
People walk.
No, people...
Running.
But people do this.
Well, that's running.
Okay.